Patient name, Robert Nicci, N-E-C-C-I. Patient is a 40-year-old male who was seen today for initial evaluation and consultation. He stated that he is here because he needs a letter for his job. He works for the federal government as a period. The patient was in the Army for 15 months in Iraq 6 years ago. He was a medic and was in the infantry. He retired medically from the Army due to multiple TBIs, post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, anxiety, tinnitus, and post-concussive syndrome. Additionally, he complains of irritable bowel syndrome, where he gets diarrhea when stressed. The patient developed PTSD in the military. He was told it would get better, and it did not. He gets flashbacks, repetitive nightmares of being in combat. He is hypervigilant and experiences avoidance of loud noise. His panic attacks returned in September and October of 2025. He thought he had beat the depression, but his anxiety and PTSD symptoms returned. He was triggered on his job by somebody running out of their house after him, in which he had to run away and get away from the person. The second time, he was driving and a car blew a tire and it made a loud noise, which triggered him. On December 16th of 2025, he found out that a friend from the Army was murdered in Las Vegas. He sleeps at night, but he doesn't want to go to sleep because of the nightmares. He stated he's an emotional eater. He gained 12 pounds since November. His concentration is poor. He describes survivor's guilt. And he is also guilty because he feels that his wife has to pick up a lot of slack around the house because he's not able to do too many things. He has missed time at work. He feels like he can't keep up with the paperwork, and he's anxious about certain cases that are to be given to him. He has a tremendous amount of anticipatory anxiety. Test psychiatric history, the patient was hospitalized in 2015 for 2 weeks at the VA hospital in Northport. He went in voluntarily after he put a gown in his mouth. He stopped the attempt on his own and decided to seek hospitalization. He was put on Zoloft at that time, but it left him feeling apathetic and numb. He went off the Zoloft and has been on no medication since. He finds therapy with Lindsay Caldiero, C-A-L-D-I-E-R-O, very helpful. He does not wish to take any psychiatric medication at this time. Family history, mother has dementia. Medical, the patient is allergic to environmental allergens. He has no known medication allergies. Patient saw a neurologist today. He cannot recall the name. He was given migraine medications but doesn't know the name of them. He currently takes Tylenol and Motrin for his headache and for L5-S1 herniation. He also has an SI joint problem. His cholesterol is borderline elevated. Surgical, no history. Social, the patient has been remarried for the past 3 years. His first marriage ended in divorce. When he almost attempted suicide, he was going through the divorce. He has 4 children from the first marriage, for whom he has custody, a 19-year-old female, 14-year-old female, 13-year-old female, and they have a 3-year-old female and 1 male baby from the current marriage. He stated that his home life is happy, he feels good when home, and he feels safe, where he can let his guard down. He went into the military when he was 20 years old and served in the Iraq War. As noted earlier, he was in the infantry and worked as a medic. Prior to going into the Army, he had gone to college studying criminal justice and hoped to get into the Army as an officer. He currently works for the Department of Homeland Security since 2017. Developmental, the patient is an only child. They stated he had a good upbringing, a normal, supportive household. He stated he was an underachiever. There were no developmental delays. Next line, see suicide assessment in EMR. The patient has thoughts of death a lot. At times he has had passive suicidal ideation, but denies active ideation or intent. He stated he would never try that again. He does own guns. A gun. Diagnosis, post-traumatic stress disorder, persistent dysthymic disorder, panic disorder. Plan, patient does not wish to start any psychiatric medication at this time. He was advised that if he felt worse, he should return to care, or should he decide that he wants to be on medication, he is welcome to return to care. The patient will continue in psychotherapy with Lindsay Caldiero, C-A-L-D-I-E-R-O.